This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It's Caroline, Ezra, and Uma with you here on the show. Guys, you know what? I have a question for you.
Go on.
How many meals can you go without rice?
Hold on. I can answer for Ezra. None. No meals that is, whatsoever.
That is inappropriate. I think that's fake news as far as I'm concerned.
There's no more law.
You must have your nasi, right, Ezra? This is something about you. Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah.
I need my rice as well.
Right. But, you know, these days I do try, you know, to eat smaller portions of rice, healthier versions sure. perhaps. You know, it's a little bit of vanity. But I do notice when I pile on the rice regularly, there's a little bit of a weighing scale moment that I experience when I look at those numbers.
Put on a bit of weight.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Same for me. I always ask for setengah nasi or, you know, half rice. Sometimes, you know, Caroline, I'll pass some of my rice to you.
Thank you.
I think it makes a difference.
No, but that's the thing, right? These days it's quite a trend when you have like mixed rice. I've seen people just take the lauk.
Lots of veggie, right?
Yeah, without the rice. But I can't really bring myself to do that. I love my rice.
Yeah, then it's mixed rice without rice, nasi campur without nasi.
Or worse, curry without rice. Oh. That really doesn't work lah. Anyway. It's just soup.
I asked because just recently I found out about a rather interesting option that I had never considered before. It's supposed to be better for you than white rice and even better than brown rice.
Is that right?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of germinated brown rice?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
That of course
is,
you
that
have.
That is when brown rice is soaked until it sprouts, right?
I'm sorry. Until it sprouts.
Yeah, that's right. So you know the whole concept of sprouted foods that you're always seeing on the organic shelves in the supermarket.
Right, I see it, but you know, I don't sort of necessarily acknowledge it. So you're talking about like sprouted grain bread kind of thing?
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
That's exactly the concept. So except that it's sprouted rice. I've tried it.
Well, the question is, does it taste like regular rice?
Well, pretty much, except that the texture is slightly different. So we are used to the light and fluffy.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Basmati, baby.
And then brown rice is a slightly coarser texture. It's slightly woodier, nuttier.
Mm.
But with germinated rice, it used to be harder, but technology has come quite a long way. You know, there are rice cookers specially designed to cook germinated rice in a fraction of the time while keeping that fluffy texture.
It's all about the fluffy texture, isn't it, when it comes down to it?
Mm.
Do you have one of those fancy rice cookers?
No, I do not. But you know, I went to South Korea a while ago, right?
That's right.
And I had a chance to actually speak with the folk over at Kuku Electronics.
No way.
Yes, they are the market leaders in rice cookers in South Korea.
We've heard their water purifier ads. We love it.
Yep, that's the one. So Kuku has developed a technology which makes it easy to prepare this germinated brown rice, which they also call Gaba rice, by the way. It has its own name. So I actually managed to speak with the general manager of Kuku's marketing arm, Mr. Chun Seong-guk, for a chat. It was translated into English by their deputy general manager, Mr. Koo Joo-ha or Charlie, and they explained how Gaba rice is popular with Koreans.
With the Korean market, all the customers are top concerning about their healthcare. So when they think of healthcare and also the rice is their main dish meals, and they always concerned in looking forward to have a better and healthier rice, and that's what we call germinated Gaba brown rice. And also, a lot of Korean customers are concerned about diet. And this brown gaba rice is really helping versus all the white rices.
So here's the thing. You know, I want to eat healthy food as much as the next person, but you want it to be fresh and you want it to be healthy. You want it to be organic. Mm. But when it comes to nasi, it's a tricky one. I'm quite particular. I guess you want all the right things that you're familiar with, I guess.
Yeah, no, and I'm particular about my rice as well, especially brown rice, right? So, I mean, I won't just eat any brown rice. I know it's supposed to be healthier. It's supposed to be good for diabetes and all that stuff. But you know, the one from Sekinchan is actually...
Sorry, specifically from Sekinchan?
Yeah. No, really. It's really good. And if you make nasi goreng with that, it's really yummy.
Okay, so you're not the only one. Most of us are actually quite particular about the texture of our rice. So, from what I understand, that actually has been a big part of Kuku's evolution over the years, you know, making it taste good, getting the right texture. And now they've come to a point where all of that is actually taken into account and it's embedded in their rice cooker technology.
Right.
So here's Charlie again, just elaborating on that.
So in the market, all the customers actually aware of the Gaba brown rice is a lot healthier than white rice. But the main thing is that our rice cooker has an algorithm and plus it's a pressure type. that can actually have a better taste in this kaba brown rice. Because if you cook in a normal rice cooker, this kaba brown rice actually, it's very hard to chew. It's very hard grain. So that's how, with our algorithms in our pressure rice cookers, that's how we solve this problem to have a better taste for our consumers.
Right, so from what I understand, traditionally, germinating brown rice takes quite a bit of time.
Yeah, but I mean, this one has the algorithm
clearly inbuilt, buddy. But you got
to
like cover it with a damp cloth, you know, soak it for hours, and that kind of leaves a distinct taste, smell, and texture, and it's also a bit difficult to chew.
Yeah, so over the years, the Kuku team went through a couple of phases of development, actually refining the process until they got it right.
So even though the consumers know that the kaba brown rice is a lot healthier than white rice, because of the smell and the taste, hard chewing, people not having these kaba brown rices. So we, in the first phase, we developed this with a new algorithm with the pressure time. We then developed the rice menu to cook this kaba brown rice, resulting in the better taste and smell. But in the second phase, what we had the complaint from the consumers were it takes too long to germinate and cook the kaba brown rice. So then we developed another new software, upgraded software, to cook it within 2 hours and 4 hours. We segment this to in different hours of the programs. So then people, in the minimum, they can cook this kaba brown rice in 2 hours.
So cooking kaba rice in 2 hours, now from what I understand it takes a lot longer than that usually, right?
I think they soak it overnight, 16 hours, 18 hours before the thing would sprout. So over the years, the Kuku team, essentially they work with that philosophy. They adapt and refine their products based on customer feedback.
How we developed for our history, we always listen to our consumers and customers, what they need, and we develop on the base on that those concerns. So far, we did a lot of these kaba rices, high pressures, and everything, the new technology, we were the first. In next year, what we'll be launching in the market will be mainly concerned about the consumers, customers' convenience, how fast it cooks, and very easy to control. But with our high pressure, because of the taste that we need to remain, the taste of the rice is really in a top concern, and then we'll add up the conveniences and the speed of cooking and the other factors.
That was Charlie or Ku Jia Ho, Deputy General Manager at Kuku, and of course he was translating Caroline's interview with Mr. Chun Seong Go, the General Manager at Kuku's marketing team in South Korea, where Caroline, you talked about Kuku's patent technology in kaba rice cooking.
Yep, that's right.
So we're crossing over to an expert in nutrition who'd be able to explain that to us in a bit more detail. Joining us on the line is Dr. Lo Soo Peng, Associate Professor in Nutrition and Dietetics at University Putra, Malaysia. Dr. Lo, thank you very much for joining us on the evening edition. Help us understand this. Is germinated rice healthier than regular white or brown rice?
Okay, germinated rice is like making the rice kernel, that is the seed, to sprout. What happened when during sprouting is that some of the content actually changed, especially the micronutrients, and that is what make the germinated rice is actually healthier than the normal white rice and brown rice.
Okay, so what exactly does that mean? What are some of those micronutrient changes that happen in the germination process?
Okay, so the most famous one, especially if we talk about germinated brown rice, right, is actually the GABA aminobutyric acid. Okay, so this is actually a neurotransmitter. And when this compound is actually higher in this germinated brown rice, so the dietary component of this germinated rice is actually better. Okay, besides just the GABA aminobutyric acid, we also find that dietary fiber, some of the phytic acid, tocotrienols, that is one part of the vitamin E, okay, magnesium, potassium, zinc, okay, and others actually increase. So that actually gives us a better nutrient content compared to just the normal brown rice, for example.
Okay, and what about things like energy content? I mean, does germinated rice provide the same or more energy compared with normal rice?
Generally, the energy of the germinated brown rice is basically almost the same. Okay, but the amino acid and the starches actually is different, but the energy content is the same. Okay? Meaning that even though it's the same content, but our body uses some of this amino acid or the starch as well as the fatty acid differently. So this is actually more available for our body to absorb and is going to be used faster in that sense.
So, Dr. Lo, do you know where this whole practice of eating germinated rice originated from?
I guess since rice has been domesticated or commercially cultivated like 2 centuries ago, so I think from that time onwards, people actually are trying to look for ways to improve or come up with different products. And I think germination is actually just part of the process. When you need to grow more rice, you are going to germinate the rice. And maybe from there, they actually notice that when you germinate rice, right, you actually change the content and some part of the texture and so on. And this process of germinating rice actually comes from Asia countries, especially from Japan and Korea. Okay, and they are the so-called pioneer that comes up with all these germinated rice. I guess because of the health conscious of the population there, as well as I also believe that is part of the policy of some company to find ways to increase the production of the rice.
And Dr. Lo, I just wanted to ask, is it suitable for everyone? So I'm thinking about infants or babies, especially the elderly as well.
Okay, so because of the texture of the germinated rice is softer in that sense, so it's not so hard for our body to digest. So I think that will actually indirectly, we can say that is babies or even elderly can digest this better compared to if we just compare it, just let's say with brown rice, for example, because there will be more layer for the babies or for the elderly to digest the bran part of the rice. But they do have some health property that certain people might actually want to consume it for that particular purpose, especially for a certain health condition that they might actually want to improve on or prevent some condition, for example.
Right. And what would be some of those, I guess, health-related conditions that might change or improve with the consumption of germinated rice?
Because some studies actually show that germinated rice, especially germinated brown rice, because there's quite a lot of studies on this particular topic, they found that with the increase in GABA, right, they actually found that, for example, like accelerating metabolism of the brain, so because this is part of the neurotransmitter, right, so actually it's good for our brain function, for example. And it's actually also good in regulating blood sugar level. Okay, I know that a lot of time people implicate rice, right, especially to blood sugar. So somehow if we consume germinated rice, for example, especially like germinated brown rice, it actually can help us to regulate our blood sugar better. And even some have shown, for example, preventing heart disease, lowering blood pressure and so on. So these are some of the studies that actually have been done quite a lot on germinated brown rice.
You know, actually, we've talked quite a bit about germinated rice, but I don't quite sure if I know what it looks like. Would it look like a taugeh or a bean sprout of sorts?
It does. It looks like a teeny little fat bean sprout.
Actually, germination is just to make a small little sprout appear on the rice kernel. And if you want to find that sprout, right, you need to really look very closely at the rice kernel. So basically, it doesn't look much different from the normal rice kernel unless you really look closely or use a magnifying glass to find that particular germinated part.
All right, Dr. Lo, this, I guess, is the most important question. Can you cook nasi goreng or nasi lemak using germinated rice?
You can actually do that. It doesn't actually differ in the cooking method. You just cook it as the normal cooking process, yeah.
Dr. Lo, besides the rice grain, can you germinate other sorts of grains before eating them?
Yeah, as long as it's healthy and it's not so-called what we call dead, right? Okay, so any seeds, right, because all these grains are actually seed, okay, so they actually can sprout. Okay, I actually tried germinating my own rice before, but I guess the rice that I bought is not what we call is not alive anymore, so somehow the process cannot be done in that sense. Okay, so as long as it's fresh and you can actually basically germinate any kind of grains.
Right.
And how do you determine if the grains you're about to germinate are actually still alive?
Okay, is basically if it's alive, most likely it's fresh because the one that sometimes we can see in the market is already been packed and I'm not sure how long it's already on the shelf, right? So maybe some of the rice kernels are still alive, maybe some of it already dead, okay? So maybe you need to like individually look at the rice when you want to germinate. But if you can go to like rice miller, for example, right, you can actually, those are considered very fresh, okay? So you can get it straight from the milling process, and those, I think almost 99% are going to be alive.
Our thanks to Dr. Low, as well as the folks over at Cuckoo Electronics for sharing their experience with us on this journey of germinated rice. I know a little bit more now.
Can I tell you, Ezra, as a rice lover, you know, I bet this... whatever, 6, 7, 8 minutes that we've been talking, you've learned more about rice than you have in the last 35 years of your life.
That's right.
Yeah. How does it feel?
I think that would be the same for all of us.
Actually, that's true.
Folks, stay tuned to the Evening Edition. We'll be right back after this on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.